super excited. Today I have chosen to do something I've only done, I think, maybe once before. So I'm going to do a hysterical literature reading for you. And the topic I have chosen, well, the topic I was prompted, is what is the difference between a chicken sandwich and a chicken burger? My source today is Wikipedia. And shouldn't that not get me to completion? I'll move on to a second topic that I will keep to myself. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy this. I have no idea what it's going to be like, but let's go. A chicken sandwich is a sandwich that typically consists of boneless, skinless chicken breast or thigh, served between slices of bread, on a bun, or on a roll. Variations on the chicken sandwich include the chicken burger, chicken on a bun, chickwich, hot chicken, or chicken salad sandwich. Oof. In American English, a sandwich is any two pieces of bread with filling, including rolls and buns. In British English, and also some other national English varieties such as those of Australia, hey, and New Zealand, hey, the word sandwich is defined more narrowly to require the pieces of bread to be sliced from a loaf, and a roll or bun with filling would not generally be called a sandwich. As an Australian hailing originally from New Zealand, I can attest to that. A bun with a cooked chicken breast as filling would generally be called a chicken sandwich in the US, but in Australia and New Zealand such a dish is not considered a sandwich and would generally be called a chicken burger instead. Most Americans would not consider such a dish to count as a burger, since Americans generally consider a burger to require a patty made from ground or minced meat. Composition. Ooh. In North America, the sandwich usually consists of a chicken fillet or patty, toppings and bread. The chicken meat can be deep fried, grilled, roasted or boiled, served hot or cold, and white or dark meat chicken can be used. Shredded chicken in one form or another, such as chicken salad, can also be used in chicken sandwiches. Another form is made with cold cuts. Wrap versions of the sandwich can also be made, in which the ingredients are rolled up inside a flatbread, such as a tortilla. Open-faced versions of the sandwich, which feature hot chicken served with gravy on top of bread, are also common varieties. Ooh. Some establishments serving hamburgers also serve chicken sandwiches, giving customers an alternative to beef. Such a sandwich may also be called chicken on a bun, or chicken burger in many countries, and is served on a hamburger bun with similar condiments and toppings as found on hamburgers. While most chicken sandwiches in this context usually use fried or grilled chicken breasts, a chicken burger may also be made of a grilled or fried patty of ground chicken. Oof. Chick-fil-A claims that... Let me try that again, excuse me. Chick-fil-A claims that it invented the fried chicken sandwich in the 1940s. This claim is unsubstantiated through the Chick-fil-A Southern Style Chicken Sandwich. The Chick-fil-A Southern Style Chicken Sandwich, served with pickles on a steamed roll, introduced in March 21, 1964, was most likely the first chicken sandwich introduced by a fast food restaurant chain. Other notable vendors of chicken sandwiches include KFC and Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen. Today, most major fast food, fast casual and casual dining chains feature some sort of chicken sandwich, even at restaurants where chicken is not a specialty. Chicken salad sandwich is a chicken salad served between slices of bread, variations seen both in North America and elsewhere. Regional varieties. In Ireland, the popular chicken fillet roll is a baguette filled with a spicy or plain southern fried breaded chicken fillet and a mayonnaise and or butter spread. For Nashville hot chicken, see hot chicken, the hot chicken sandwich, or simply hot chicken, Quebec French, sandwich chaud au poulet, is a chicken sandwich covered with gravy, which is generally poutine sauce, eaten with utensils. The sandwich is usually served with green peas and commonly found in Eastern Canadian cuisine. It's especially popular in Quebec and is often considered one of the province's staple dishes, since it is so commonly found in eateries of Quebec. For example, I can't even pronounce these words in French. Rotisserie Saint-Hubert and Valentine, for example, and less seen outside the province. Many Quebecois, I think, regarded as part of Quebec cuisine and believe it to have originated in the province. This combination of chicken, gravy, and peas is known by its own term, galvaud. I think it might be pronounced poutine galvaud, although less featured in other areas of North America. The sandwich is also found in small diners from the Canadian Maritimes and throughout the southeastern United States. Oh my goodness me. The sandwich was a working-class dish already common and well-established in North American cuisine by the early 1900s and featured on the food menus of pharmacists and druggists of the time. Due to its ease of preparation and its minimal costs, the sandwich was also widely served in the mess halls and cafeterias of the mid-1900s. This style of sandwich often makes use of leftovers from a previous meal. Substituting turkey for the chicken would make a hot turkey sandwich, and substituting roast beef makes a variety of the roast beef sandwich. Latin America. The pepito is a sandwich that is prepared with chicken or beef, beans or refried beans, and a roll or bun as primary ingredients. It is a common street food in Mexico and Venezuela. Excuse me. Oh dear. Midwestern United States. Found in Ohio is the shredded chicken sandwich. The sandwich is also referred to as a hot chicken sandwich in rural Ohio. The sandwich consists of shredded chicken, one or more types of condensed soup, seasoning, and crushed crackers to help thicken and bind the soup. The dish can be heated on a stovetop or slow cooker. Invented as a way to use leftover chicken. These sandwiches became popular for covered dish dinners, potlucks, church dinners, and tailgate parties. They are also sold in small town restaurants, drive-ins, and bars. The sandwich can also be found at Ohio community dinners on the Gulf Coast of Florida, held by retirees or snowbirds from Ohio. I do have a second topic that I read about that might be of interest to you. Why can't we settle the is a hot dog a sandwich debate? As all citizens of the internet know, is a hot dog a sandwich is one of the greatest conundrums of our time. It's a question that's inspired heated debate on message boards and at picnic tables across the country. Everyone from Oscar winners to Supreme Court justices to the Queen of Wien, and I'm assuming that's Vienna, has weighed in. Oh. Even the language experts have issued a verdict. Merriam-Webster came down definitively on the side of yes, a hot dog is a sandwich, because the definition of a sandwich is two or more slices of bread or a split roll having a filling in between. Thus, they declared on their website, there is no sensible way around it. A hot dog is also a kind of sandwich. Oh. Despite this seemingly irrefutable logic, the debate rages on. According to Google Trends, search queries surrounding this critical issue reached a new peak earlier this year. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, my God. It begs the question, what's behind our unyielding appetite for this debate? Why are the seemingly iconic Clyde verdicts of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the dictionary not enough for us? Why are we still unsure whether a hot dog is a sandwich? Are we simply biting off more than we can chew? Here at DScout, which is the website I'm referring to, dscout.com, we felt some in-context research could help shed light on this national obsession. So we put out a call to our community of research participants and asked, is a hot dog a sandwich? Nearly 600 people responded in less than 48 hours. Overall, 61% of those who chose a side said a hot dog is not a sandwich, while 39% said it was a sandwich. But as we know in the research business, the real answers are almost always lurking underneath the numbers. So we drilled down further into the data and found age is a factor. Oh, 67% of retirees said a hot dog definitely was a sandwich. 63% of students, however, said it was not. Oh, this led us to wonder what was behind the generational divide. Oh, was there something about the perception of the hot dog that had changed markedly over the last several decades? Did our increased focus on low-fat foods trump nostalgia for the Wienermobile? Wienermobile? Wienermobile. Location matters. Oh, God. In notable hot dog hotbed, Illinois, home to DScout and also the state with the most search queries in the hot dog versus sandwich debate, 72% of residents believed that a hot dog was not a sandwich. 28% believed it was. In California, for comparison, people were less emphatic. Sorry. Only 55% of residents of the Golden State said a hot dog was not a sandwich. 45% believed it was. Did warmer weather influence people's feelings? Was the fact that Chicago's O'Hare Airport serves 6 times more hot dogs than LAX and LaGuardia combined a factor? And how do California residents feel about the is avocado toast a sandwich debate? Structure shapes the debate. Far and away the biggest reason people gave for why a hot dog was not a sandwich. Structure. Oh, God. 65% of respondents cited a bread plus meat form factor. Many compared hot dogs to tacos and cited the differences between franks and hamburgers. Others focused on the connected bun of a hot dog as opposed to separated bread. Interestingly, this rationale was heavily cited by people on both sides of the issue. With the is sandwich respondents using the rationale 70% of the time versus 62% for the not sandwich crowd. People feel passionately. What we could say for certain was that people felt deeply about the issue. Oh, the people who were willing to name names and call a dog a Frank or a Sandy, they were definitive about their answers. 80% of the respondents felt very certain about their choice, with half of them, 40%, feeling absolutely positive. Why do people feel so strongly? As a qualitative researchers, We like to go behind the numbers. We find that asking people questions in the moment, i.e. while they still have mustard on their chin, produces insights you simply don't get from a survey or by polling people after the fact. To better understand the context behind people's opinions, we asked 5% of respondents to share their thoughts on the subject in a short video interview that they recorded while chowing down on hot dogs or sandwiches. Four key insights. Hot dogs equals condiment delivery devices. 2, we tend to eat hot dogs in social situations. 3, sandwiches are healthy, right? 4, hot dog moments are special moments. Fuck me. Fuck. Oh my god. I can take my glasses off now. I don't need to read. Oh. Oh my goodness. Oh. My goodness. Well. That was at least entertaining and perhaps a little informative. Oh boy. Oh boy. I'm not really in the mood for a hot dog or a chicken burger, I must say. I'm going to look twice at them next time I see them.